and welcome to this week's message from Michelle Carter, Senior Pastor at Valley Church. Catch up on recent messages and find out what's happening in the life of church by heading to valleychurch.eu or follow us on social media. Enjoy the message.
Hi everyone, and it is so good to have you with us. I'm really excited to be speaking to you today, whether you are in person in a service or whether you are online. I'm just really happy that you've made the time to be with us as we continue our message series, really back to basics. And if you remember, Dave started off the series by talking about the message that you need to hear. And then Pastor Ed last week talked about living a life worthy. Well, this week I am carrying on with a message that we normally start the year with, and it's basically, it's super practical and it's all around the idea of habits. So my title for the message is this: living out your dreams, living out your dreams. Or if you're a kind of practical person, you could say turning your habits or your goals into reality. Turning your habits or goals into reality. See, this is a great New Year's message. And it's not that New Year is anything significant or it's not really, in one sense, a massive change, but it's just a great time to reflect on the year that's been and on the year that has to come. So I wonder if any of you can remember any goals that you maybe set a year ago. And I wonder, did any of you keep them all year? And if you did, well done, you've done incredible. Last year, I started a few different things, but at the end of the year, at the end of 2020, there was so much negativity on the TV, you know, oh, 2020's over, good riddance and all that. I was like, but no, 2020 had just some incredible moments in it. And so I set myself the task to write down some of my own personal highlights. And I also asked myself three questions. These were the questions that I asked. Firstly, what have I learned about myself in 2020? What have I learned about myself? Secondly, what have I learned about God? And thirdly, what have I learned about my leadership? Because I'm a leader, it's what I do, it's my job, you know, it's who I am. So I want to make sure that all those three areas I am pressing forward. And it was an amazing thing to be able to write down some of the things that I have learned. So kind of as a freebie to throw in there right at the beginning, if you've never done that, I just want to say, why don't you go home today, get your diary out, and maybe just ask yourself some of those questions. Because it occurred to me that when I was a lot younger, when I was growing up, I never really thought about goals. I never thought, what do I want to achieve? Where do I want to go? What do I need to put in place to make me get there? And that might be you if you're a young person today. I just want to encourage you, you know, start the journey ahead of me. Because the Bible says so many things about habits. God is really interested in our habits. It talks about our good habits and it talks about our bad habits too. So I want to share with you today some wisdom around habits from Scripture and also hopefully some practical things that will really help you as well. And I believe that if you put this teaching into practice, that when you get to the end of 2021, your life will look different because of the decisions that you've made and because you have followed them through. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get going with the message. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are interested in the detail. God, we thank you that you are interested in our lifelong goals. But God, you are so interested in the habits that help us to achieve them. So I pray that today you will help us, that you will help us to learn, that you will help us to take words from your scriptures, from the word of God, and that we can apply them to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So a bit of trivia for you. We're going to have 20 seconds on the clock now. How many habits can you think of from the Bible? How many habits do you think are mentioned in the Bible? Maybe if you are online, you can bob it in the chat. If you are in the room, you can write it down. Or if you're brave enough, you can shout it out. But we're going to have 20 seconds on the clock now. Go. So how did you get on? Well, I've got a few to go through for you. Are you ready? So first of all, we have Moses. Moses regularly went into the tent of meeting, although Joshua actually stayed there all the time. Daniel, we hear, prayed three times a day. Joshua was told always to study the law and to know it day and night. The Israelites were to gather manna daily. In Exodus, the Israelites were also told to offer sacrifices. They celebrated feasts annually. The Levites, they served every day in the house of God. Christians in Acts 2:46 met together daily in the temple. In Exodus 20, going back all the way back again, the Israelites were told to work hard for 6 days. I love this. Psalm 42, verse 8, the Lord shows his love every day. In Hebrews 10, 25, we're called to encourage each other daily. In the Psalms, we are encouraged to pray, to sing, and to praise every day. Towards the end of his life, Jesus himself was in the temple every day teaching. There are also habits that we're encouraged to pursue. Jesus said, forgive, not just once, but 70 times seven. We're told in the letters to have patience, to be encouragers, to bear each other's burdens. We're told not to take offense, to work hard, to rest well, and to meet together like we are doing now. You know, we're told to love one another, to live holy lives. There are so many good habits that we are encouraged to pursue. We're also told to stay away from unhealthy habits. And if you look in Proverbs, and again, all the way through the Bible, we hear things like, you know, don't be a troubler. Don't be someone who provokes argument. Don't be a lover of money or someone who gossips or is idle. Don't ignore godly wisdom. Go after lust or sexual sin. Don't go after obesity. Or don't become obese or go for ungodliness. Don't suffer complacency. And in Revelation, don't let your heart grow cold towards God. So that's just a few that I thought of. I'm sure you've probably thought of many more. But with that said, it's really easy to see that God is really, really interested in our habits. And if we're to look at some of the great men and women of God in the Bible, we can see some of the habits that they had in their lives. Like I've already mentioned, Daniel, or even the Apostle Paul, who knew all the scriptures and was able to teach and make it relevant in every situation. But I wonder today, who do you want to be? What are the kind of goals that you have on your life? Do you have a goal? Have you even thought about it? Or are you just drifting through life, kind of hoping it's going to work out? Well, if you are one of those kind of people, then I've just got a picture to share with you. It's going to come up on the screen. And it's something that we do as an exercise. If someone comes to us and they're struggling with kind of big picture things and they're not quite sure where they're going in life, then we can ask some questions to help them. And the kind of questions that we ask are things like, well, what do you want your life to look like in the future? Where do you see yourself in the future? And so often, you know, there's certain answers that come out pretty much every time. Well, you know, I want to have a good job. I want to be financially secure, to be able to provide for my family. I'd love to have a family and I'd love them to be in church, passionate about Jesus. I'd love to be healthy. And all these kind of things come out. And you know, if you want to achieve your goal in life, you have to put habits in place that will help you to become the person that you need to be. So this is how the picture goes. I'll give you an example. If you want a good job, then you need a good CV. You also need to get good results at school, which means you actually have to work hard. Things like getting in your assignments, turning up to lessons, doing your homework, being awake in class, which might mean you have to get to bed early. It might mean you need to set your alarm better in the morning. It might mean you need to get someone else to wake you up. It might mean you need to put good, healthy patterns in your life. If you want a good job, you might also need to upskill yourself. You know, you need a good work ethic. You might go and pursue something that's going to help you to get that job. You might also look at taking extracurricular activities because you want to be a rounded person. You might look at volunteering somewhere, getting a hobby. There's all these things that will build into you. But you can do the same as I've just done in that picture with any other goal. You can take a spiritual goal, a relationship goal, a health goal, or a financial goal. And any of those goals, you can take apart exactly as I have done. So with that picture in mind, I've got 4 things that I believe will help you to turn your goals into some habits that will help you achieve your dream. So are you ready? Firstly, decide your goal. What is it that you want for the end of 2021? Who do you want to be? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, where we read the Apostle Paul writes these words. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one person gets the prize?
Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Paul is saying that if you want to go for a prize, then you have to go after it. You have to know what your prize is. And Paul knew exactly what his prize was. Paul was going for the crown. It was the crown of glory. It was eternity that he was looking at. And he was going to get to eternity, but he wasn't just going to get there on his own. He was going to get there and take a whole heap of people with him, as many people as he possibly could. And you know, if you're a Christian, you're watching this today, then that is our goal. That is our first prize. We are having our heads set towards the prize. But you know, there's so many other things that build into that, that build into our lives and will help us to achieve that. And whether you're a Christian or not, these things are going to help you in your life as well. Things like a health goal, things like a relationship goal, things like a work goal, things that are going to build into your future. Maybe it's being planted in a church. Maybe it is getting a better relationship with God. Maybe it's working on your character. Or maybe it's simply starting to get to know God if you don't know him already. What is your goal? Because that is the first thing that you have to decide. The second is this: get specific. Get specific. Don't be vague. If you want to lose weight, and you never say how much you want to lose, you never say how much you want to lose it, when you want to lose it by, you're never going to achieve your goal. You have to get specific. It's the same in any other goal. If you want to improve your relationship with Jesus, well, what do you want to do? What do you want it to look like at the end of the year? If you want to be healthy, what does that mean? Some of our guys have been amazing at that this year. You know, Dave and Kat are online service pastors. They're incredible, and they've just been working hard at that all year. Phil and Eilish as well, who are looking after North Preston. They've been doing the kind of Phil Wicks program, and they've been just doing so well at it. But, you know, they had a plan. Be specific. What do you want to achieve by the end of the year? If you want to be a better parent, what does that look like? Does it mean not shouting at your kids all the time? Does it mean having half an hour with them when you get home from work every day? You know, be specific, and then you will start to achieve your plan. So you have your goal. You've got specific. You know what you're aiming for. Now is the time for number three, focus on the process. Focus on the process. Last year, I read a book called Atomic Habits by a guy called James Clear. It's a brilliant book. It's one Pastor Dave recommended and actually did some teaching on, maybe actually a couple of years ago. And there's this one phrase that really stuck with me, and it was this, and it changed my thinking. You do not rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your systems. You do not rise to the level of your goals, but you fall to the level of your systems. And the Apostle Paul, he talks about the race, he talks about running, and when he talks about the prize, he says, I press on towards the prize. But he also says, you know, that an athlete has to train himself, he has to get his body into check. He says, I discipline my body. I mean, he says actually in here, I strike a blow to my body. Now, he's not meaning that he's kind of like hitting himself. What he's saying is, like, I'm subduing my body to do what I want it to do so that I can achieve the prize that I am going for. And that's exactly what we have to do. You know, you're never going to get the prize at the end of a race if you don't put one foot in front of the other. You can look at it all you like and admire it, you can dream about it, but unless you actually put one foot in front of the other, you're never going to achieve it. And basically, that's what we have to do with our goals. So if I say, I'm going to lose 1 stone in weight for Jonathan and Iona's wedding, well, I may do it, I may not do it. For those of you who don't know, Jonathan is our son. But if I say, I'm going to lose 1 stone in weight in 12 weeks, I know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat Weetabix and blueberries and bananas for breakfast. For my lunch, I'm going to have soup or a jacket potato. And for my tea, I'm going to have a healthy meal. And I'm going to have no takeaways. I'm going to have healthy snacks. And I'm not going to eat any unhealthy snacks. I'm going to shop. I'm going to prepare my food in advance. And I'm going to find somewhere to be accountable. Now, do you think I'm more likely to achieve that goal? I think so. You can put it across any of your goals. You know, if you want a deeper relationship with God, have you prioritizing it? If you prioritise it, if it's the first thing in your diary, you work out how you're going to do it, you plan, and you are going to let nothing stand in your way. You're going to be in church on a Sunday. You're going to be attending Connect Group. You're going to be reading your Bible and studying. You're going to be praising and worshipping and praying every day. Then I can guarantee you by the end of 2021, your relationship with God will be radically changed. If you want to have a character goal like I want to be an encourager, maybe you just need to put simply a reminder in your phone that says, you know, send someone an encouraging text once a week. And every Monday it flips up on your phone. By the end of the year, you will be an encourager. You will be an encouragement to many people because it will then flow out of you. So Paul urges us to keep our eyes on the crown, on the goal. But he also tells us to put in practice the things that he has told us and the things that we have seen him do. So that's the third thing. Focus on the process. So once you've done that, once you've got your goal, once you've got specific, once you've got your focusing on the process, then the fourth thing is this: don't do it alone. Guys, don't do it alone. There's a US professor said that 42% of us are more likely to achieve our goals if we write it down. But 78% of us are way more likely to achieve our goals if we write it down and we tell someone. You don't need to do it alone. You know, when you find someone else to keep you accountable, a friend, someone in your Connect group, a family member, it will massively help you because it will make that dream actually real. It's a bit of a test as to whether you really want to go for it, that's for sure. But actually, you are more likely to achieve your goal if you tell somebody. So there you go, that's my four things. But we all know that, you know, you can have your dreams, Michelle, you can have your ideas and you know you want to do it, but there's some things, they just get in the way. And often it's the same things, isn't it, over and over again. Well, I believe that forewarned is forearmed. So I've got five things for you that you're going to write down and that you are going to know what you're going to do when you get into this situation. So we're going to go to back to the Apostle Paul in Romans, the writer of the Romans. Romans chapter 7, verse 15 says this: I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. You see, you're not on your own. Even the Apostle Paul struggled with trying to do the right thing, but then just getting it wrong. So these are some things, just to give you a heads up. The first one is this: procrastination. Who's good at procrastinating? You know, like, we can all be a little bit good at this one, can't we? It's so easy to put something off. And I think at the minute with COVID, this is just one of the big things. How many times have you heard, yeah, when this season is over? Can't do it in this season, but when it's finished, we'll then get on with it. And even outside of this season, how easy is it to say, oh, it's the age of the kids, or it's just my job, or it's just the time, or, you know, there's always going to be a time, isn't it, in the future at some point where you're going to be able to do it. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 to 11 says these things: How long will you lie there, you sluggard? Brutal. When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. You know what? If we procrastinate, if we keep putting things off until tomorrow, in the end, we will end up with a life that we never wanted, we never chose, but we walked into. So guys, if you know that you are going to go down that path, then get someone on board with you. Get someone to help you. Get some solutions before you get there. Get a diary, whatever you need to do to stop you procrastinating. Take the step ahead of the game. So number one, procrastination. Number two, a lack of belief that it can change. A lack of belief it can change. Maybe you say things like, oh, I've tried it before. It just can't change. Michelle, it's the way I'm made. It is just too hard. Well, Paul, again, understood exactly how you felt. He says, I know it's tough, but I will not give up. Philippians 3, verse 14 says, I will press on. And you know what? Sometimes that is just what we have to do. From Moses in the Old Testament and Gideon to the disciples in the New Testament, when they came to God with an excuse, God, I'm not capable, I can't do it. Do you know what the answer was? Really simply, I am with you. I am with you. And you know, you
can know that God is with you, that if you want him to help you, it says in the New Testament, it says that you'll never be tempted beyond what you can bear. You know, there's always a way out. God is always with you. He is helping you, and he is there for you. Number three, our emotions. Our emotions can overwhelm us. They can take our good intentions, and they can just send them down the pan. It all went really well until I got home and then it all erupted, or that drama at work just finished me off. You know, emotions are amazing. They can help us to know when something is going wrong. They can help us process pain, but they can help us enjoy life and process joy, but they are so bad masters. They are so bad masters. But you know what? You do not need to let your emotions dictate your future. If you know that you struggle in that area, then talk to your Connect Group leader. Find someone that can help you. Find a coach and someone that can help you to navigate those issues that you know that you regularly go into. Or a counselor if you feel like you need help in that way. Don't struggle alone. Find someone to help you through it. Our emotions can derail us. Number four, failure. Failure can derail us. When you slip up, when you forget to do it, or you've done that thing that you said you were not going to do ever again. I just want to tell you this. Failure is never final. Unless you stop getting up again. Failure is never final unless you stop getting up again. Basically, as long as you have air in your lungs, as long as you can get up off the floor, dust yourself off, you can carry on. Failure is only ever final if you say it is. So that's a really massive challenge. Don't ever say you failed. Don't ever say you failed. Always get back up again. There's always another start. And then lastly, number five, we set a goal, but we don't make a plan. We set a goal, but we don't make a plan. Well, I hope I've given you some food for thought along the way. But maybe, you know, you're like a lot of people, and every year you have the same goals. Your goal is to lose weight, to exercise more, to improve your marriage, to be a better parent, to have more time with God. Then you get to the end of the year, and the next year's goal is to lose weight, to exercise more, to improve your marriage, to be a better parent, and to spend more time with God. You know what? It's so easy to keep our dreams as dreams. And if I'm honest, I've definitely done that myself, and I'm sure many of us have, if not all of us. You know, but a dream, when you actually put a plan in place, becomes a reality. Craig Rochelle, who's a pastor of Life Church in America, says these words: successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. Successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. You know, if you've got something that is a bit of a pipe dream, let's start doing it consistently. Let's start putting those habits into place and doing it regularly. Let's not be someone who does it occasionally and then forgets about it, but let's be doing it consistently. I want to leave you with a challenge today, because I think these things will take your ideals and your dreams and will make them goals and reality. Forewarned is forearmed. I wonder today, what is it that you need to do? Is there someone that you need to take along the journey with you that can help you with all of these pitfalls that I have mentioned? Someone to nudge you if you're being put off. Someone to help you to press on. Someone to give you perspective when your emotions maybe are leading you astray. Someone to help you to get up when you've fallen again. We can end 2021 where we began. Or we can look back at the end of 21 at how far we've come this year and the progress that we have made. So today, will you join me in committing to growth? Who I am today may be the product of the decisions that I've made through the circumstances of my life to this point. But who I will be tomorrow depends on the decisions that I make today, the goals I aim for, the habits I live out, the processes that help me to keep them, the friends I do the journey with, and the determination to keep going and not give up. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have a plan and a purpose for us. God, we thank you that your dreams, your goals for us are even bigger than we could ever dream ourselves. And so, God, I pray that you will help us in 2021, God, not just to be limited by our inhibitions, God, not to be limited by our lack of process or by not putting the people around us, God, that we need. But God, I pray that you will help us in this year to make this a significant year where our dreams and our goals actually become reality. God, I pray that you will help us, that you will enable us, that you will equip us, and God, that you will keep giving us that nudge when we need it. God, we just give ourselves to you again. again for this year, and we pray, God, won't you use us? In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, it's been just so good to be speaking to you today. But I just want to finish with one thing. You see, the most important habit of all is spending time in the presence of God. It's the singularly most transforming thing that you will ever do. So every week we give people the opportunity to do just that, to begin the journey of faith. You see, God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ, his only son, to die on a cross so that you can have a way back to him. You see, none of us are capable of putting habits in place that can actually help us to reach that goal, that we can't get to heaven on our own accord. And, you know, you might even have said at the beginning of this year, this is the year that I want to sort of work out my faith. I want to work out who God is, and I want to, you know, kind of work out what I'm going to do with it. Well, actually, God is really simply saying to you today, you can't get there on your own. You can't strive enough. You can't even, you know, ask enough questions. All you actually need to do is surrender. And so God is here, his arms are open, and all he's saying is, if you want to start this journey, if you want to start making this a new habit of your life, if you want to get to know me more, then all you need to do is just simply come and ask me. So we're going to now, with every head bowed and eyes closed, we're just going to really simply give you the opportunity to do that. So why don't you just not pray these words in your heart as I speak them out? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. I thank you that you want a relationship with me. I thank you that you made a way with Jesus dying on the cross so that I don't need to try to get it all right. So God, today, I give myself to you. And I say, God, won't you help me? God, won't you show me? And won't you help me to grow closer to you? God, today, I want to be a Christian. I want to follow you. I want to, God, give you the opportunity to speak into my life and help me to be the person that you have called me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, I'm going to hand back in a second to our service leaders who are going to tell you what the next steps in your life could look like. But before I do that, I just want to ask everyone in the room who's got a notebook and pen to simply write down one thing that God has said to you this morning that you are going to take away and that you are going to change. Because we can speak every week and we can give you a new message every week, but it only makes a difference in your life when you put it into practice. So why don't you do that right now? And while you're doing that, if you've never actually got into a Bible reading plan, on the screen now is a YouVersion Bible reading plan that just speaks right into what I have spoken about today. It's a 6-day plan, it's super short, and it's a really easy way for you to get back into your Bible and start the year off in a good way. So thank you so much for listening. It's been amazing being with you all today. Have the best week, and I look forward to hearing all about your goals and habits in 2021 at the end of the year. God bless you all.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this message. If you've been impacted by it and would like to respond by choosing to follow Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. One of our pastors would love to be in touch with you. Why not email response@valleychurch.eu or head to valleychurch.eu/next-steps to discover more. We're so excited for your future. Be blessed.